This is Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5, the most comprehensive racing report on the radio. From the dirt to the dragway, from karts to NASCAR, if it's racing, it's covered. Here's our host, racetrack announcer and race car driver Kane, with a Full Throttle Racing report.
Hey, happy weekend, everybody. It is Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. And again, later today, we'll podcast the show at usfdracing.org. That's United States Fire Department Racing. What a show we got. Hang on, Chris Carter is going to fill in today for Rick Crawford for Mobile International Speedway. Crawford's up in Canada, got a major race there that we've teamed up with. We'll talk a little bit about that. It's actually Carter's on the road from Atlanta, so we've got all sorts of stuff to talk about. The Lee Fields Memorial 150. All local racers are getting ready for the biggest race of the year at Mobile International Speedway. We'll talk with him about that. Also, hey, Joe McArdle from Sunny South Raceway. Hurricane Isaac had to cause the postponement of the Bandolero Nationals. Supposed to be yesterday and today. They've got a rescheduled date. We'll talk about that. And the Bombers coming back September 15th, so that'll be a big event. And also, one of the most successful short track racers in the country has a major announcement that he's going to break right here on the show this morning, Bubba Pollard, and he's going to be less seen along the Gulf Coast next year. So if you get a chance to hit a track, I know he's up in Montgomery this weekend, qualifying today and racing tomorrow for a 150 up there with the Super Lates. We'll have to see how he's doing, but you get a chance to drive up there today. That might be worth it for sure. Dustin Long also checking in from Atlanta Motor Speedway at SI.com and USAtoday.com. How about rookie number 20, or actually not 20, but he's 20 years old, Austin Dillon, finally gets his first win after, as Chris Carter says last night, and you were there at the track. Good morning, Chris. Kyle Busch kind of overdrove the truck, didn't he?
Yeah, and Ty Dillon, and it's really funny because we were in a church service yesterday in chapel. You know, they have these chapel deals after the driver's meeting. I went to the driver's meeting with Kale, and we went to the little church service, and the preacher man, they kept saying, "And Austin, if you win today, and it would be such a great thing, Austin." And we're all thinking, "Dude, his name's Ty Dillon." But yeah, it was a great win. I told Ty, I said, "You know, I'm going to have to go and sit behind you and pick at you during church more often. I'm your good luck charm." But great win for Ty. Gale finished 15th. He had a 25th place truck.
That's what you said, he brought it home in one piece. He's had just terrible luck. You know, poor Cale Gale, he's got great runs since, the win of the ARCA race this year. He's been on a high, but then just he's had some terrible luck, and all these wrecks are not his fault. And I know as a driver you always say that, but bang, man, you know?
Well, I was up on the pit box, and them guys are happy about a 15th place win.
Yeah.
I couldn't quite. That's just not the way I'm used to being. I don't know. I expect more out of Kale. That's simple, plain and simple. End of story.
Yeah.
And high fiving over a 15th place finish, and I'm like, what the heck's going on here? But the truck's in one piece. They're happy. We'll go on to Iowa for his next race, and you got to remember, Kale's running 3-year-old chassis from Kevin Harvick. So, I'm not saying the program's a step behind, but I will say, and you can be quote me as saying that he's just not quite, has the same equipment to some of these other guys like the Ty Bodines and the Ty Dillons have.
Of course. You know, you're only as good as what your equipment is, and that's how it breaks down. You can have a great driver in there, but if they can't finish the job with the equipment they got, you got to be happy with what you can pull out. Trust me, I know.
Yes.
Well, we got to switch gears because it's almost been a month, it seems, since we've raced at Mobile International Speedway thanks to rain showers and cancellations and removing, and it's finally here. One of the biggest, actually the biggest race weekends has a big change. The Lee Fields Memorial 150 now 3 days, September 7th, 8th, and 9th. Practice on that Friday the 7th. The 8th will actually run heat races and qualifying. And then, which is kind of cool, a Sunday race, not just for the late models in the 150, but Chris, you got every class that races out there going to race on a Sunday. That's going to give a NASCAR atmosphere, kind of like the ARCA race did.
Yeah, it's going to be kind of neat. Just Rick wanted to do something different, and I'm all for it. That gives me 3 days of announcing, and you know me, I love that mic in my hand. And I'm real thrilled at what Rick's got going on and everything and the way everything's going. And it's the Lee Fields Memorial, as me and you talked about last week. It's really a big deal. And I expect at least 25 pro late models there. Of course, Bubba Pollard would be there, Augie Grill, Spencer Davis, Kyle Benjamin. We're going to have some really heavy hitters that are going to be there. And let's not forget that actually in reality there, we're going to have our two biggest races after that race. We'll be the September 22nd, 2000 to win, and a chance to race in Martinsville on October 27th.
And Rick's up in Canada now. Explain what this huge event is.
Well, actually what it is, it's the Super Seal 150, okay? And Super Seal is actually the sponsor of all this, and they wanted to put this on, and they're going to do, it's like a companion race. But, I mean, in other words, so today they're racing the same type of deal, 10,000 to win in Canada. And actually, whoever can come from Canada down to Mobile Speedway and grab a win, they can actually win extra bonus money. So there's a lot of money to be won, and I do know that we've got four drivers from the Canada area. Mm-hmm. That will be coming. So we're thrilled about that. We've got three entries from California, one from Seattle, Washington, one from Oregon, Colorado, several North Carolinas. I've actually talked to Stephen Wallace twice myself personally. Mm-hmm. As a matter of fact, I'm talking to you from right outside of Michael Annette's motorhome is where I stayed last night. And, and he's working on Stephen with me for me too. So, mm-hmm. There's a lot of these guys, even up here at Atlanta Motor Speedway, they're actually talking about what we're doing at Mobile International Speedway. And it's really neat to walk into the garage area, hang out with Kale, and, see the Johnny Sauters, the Todd Bodines, and people like that, and they recognize me and know that I'm associated with Rick Crawford and everything, so it's just kind of neat to know that what Rick's doing, and it's being recognized throughout the Cup Garage.
Well, it all started with the ARCA race that he's got. It'll happen again next year as well. But, yeah, that's right. The Super Seal 150 will be a huge event September 22nd. And you'll see some drivers that you've probably not seen before. And now, let me shift gears. A lot of these drivers, and granted we're talking about Mobile, but we got to remember Five Flag Speedway, the last day of November and the first couple of days of December, has that 45th annual Snowball Derby. And a lot of these drivers also that are going to be participating in the next couple of weeks over at Mobile are going to be some of the same drivers going for that hardware over there in December.
Exactly. And once again, that's just some of the things that some of these people are talking about, around here in the garage area is the Snowball Derby and the people that's actually going to compete in that thing. Actually, Michael Annette was talking about it.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
As I said, Todd Bodine was talking about being a crew chief for Michael Annette. So these guys are up here talking big time about, what could possibly happen at the Snowball Derby. But, I hate to kick a dead horse once again, but it's just really neat to be up here and to know that we're being talked about and we're being recognized as one of the premier tracks in the country.
Well, I know that Rick has big plans for next year that haven't really been announced. I know he's going to do a lot more truck racing.
Well, yes, and expect Kale Gill. Kale will be with us next weekend. He's not racing, so don't nobody go say, he's going to be there. He's going to be there, okay? Kale will be with us for the whole weekend, and he's going to be a part of everything that's going on, be a part of the Lee Fields Memorial, so it's going to be kind of neat to have him with us. And hey, who knows? We might find a car for him to drive. There's no telling with him. So, and his dad.
Well, yeah, and also, a huge event that this is going to be. We're all really for the Lee Fields 150. For people who are listening around the country, I should say, Lee Fields was really the father of the track. He didn't start the track, but when he took it over a couple of years after it's already been built, he's who's known for making Mobile International Speedway the track it is. He was an amazing wrestler and a promoter, and a little bit of that wrestling is going to bleed into the racing, I understand, coming up, right?
Yes, exactly. We will be giving away a Lee Fields Memorial title belt. We will be having a wrestling match on Saturday night. We're going to have some of the legends of wrestling. It's going to be pretty neat. And actually, Lee Fields bought Skip Wedgen built the track in 1965. 1972, Lee Fields bought it. And him and Ida's been a part of it ever since. And that's just, that's Ida's baby right there. And we all got to respect Ida and where she stands as far as her being involved with this track because... you think about it and you do the math, this is 2012 and Ida Fields has been, she's on that track, her and her husband since 1972. You hear people talking, what role does she play? Hey, she owns the dadgum track, people. Yeah. So, I hope that it seems like she's happy with what's going on, and, we all work hard just to make her happy. At the end of the day, we want Rick Crawford happy, but we want the big boss happy as well. We want Ida Fields to be happy of what we do, what you do, what Rick does. I even want from the guys, the cleanup crew, what Jamie Sanford does, what everybody does. We want Ida Fields to be proud of us.
Well, I've already looked at the 7-day forecast, and so far for next weekend, no rain. That's what I'm screaming. So I believe it's going to be double points also for all local classes. So the Lee Fields 150, a big, big event. Can't wait to be a part of it. Chris, we've got Bubba Pollard coming up here in the next couple of minutes. Joe McCardle, also Dustin Long with SI.com. And you're excited about Bubba Pollard's announcement, aren't you?
Well, and you and everybody else knows I play a small part with Bubba Pollard, just doing some PR for him, and I'm very honored to be a part of Bubba Pollard's program. So, yeah, he's fixing to blow y'all out of the water with this announcement, and I'm so proud for him and his dad, Sonny, and everybody involved. And I appreciate you and everything you do for us and how you cover everything, and I'm fixing to go watch some nationwide practice, my friend, and I'll at you later. Peace out,
right.
White Trout.
All right, there's Chris Carter checking in from Atlanta Motor Speedway, and it's going to be a good night again to race in Mobile International Speedway. Next couple of races are going to be huge. September 7th, 8th, and 9th, the Lee Fields 150, and again, September 22nd, that Super Seal U.S. and Canadian shootout at Super Seal 150. More coming up, Full Throttle Racing with Kane, talks with Sunny South Raceway, and again, big news from Bubba Pollard. Stand by, okay? Show. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. I want to thank my Hurricane Motorsports Bomber sponsors. Hey, these guys, without them, I wouldn't be racing all the tracks that we get to, and all four teams that we have, or race cars, I should say. Thank you to Cooper Tires, Daniel, the whole crew. Let's see, there's Richie, and there's Mark, and Tim, and the crew over there at Cooper Tires on Highway 90. Without those guys, couldn't be racing. Also, got to thank Aaron's Rent-to-Own this year, a big sponsor, helping out Advanced Auto Parts, Mobile Metro Glass, Wayne Kresick, a great friend of racing and this show. We appreciate him. And then S&S Motorsports, Skywatch Traffic, and gosh, if you want to put a sticker on there, we'll take your money. It's as simple as that. Hey, Joe McCardle joins us from Sunny South Raceway. And gosh darn it, you know, we got a good taste of what we were going to see last weekend, this weekend with the Bandolero Nationals, but here comes Hurricane Isaac. And you know what? You did the right thing, Joe, but man, you had concerned parents from all over the country that were going to be driving over here that weren't for sure. And if you watch the news, you know what? All the way from New Orleans down to Tallahassee, Florida, there were floods. You know, so you had a lot of people nervous, and you had to cancel, didn't you?
Yes, we did, King. Yes, we did. We made the big decision Tuesday morning, and to be perfectly honest with you, I felt like all the time it would turn out just the way it is now. We would have had a clear weekend,
yeah.
But the big concern was getting here.
Yeah, 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 and a lot. You got people from what, Michigan and Indiana, way all over
Michigan and in Oklahoma City. That one dude, he called. In fact, he was the only one that called. He showed concern. He said, "I'm gonna have to leave a day early." And at first, I didn't understand, and then it hit me. He says, "Because of the traffic." Mm-hmm. He original plan was coming through Shreveport, and he's gonna have to do a different route, but. I think it worked out for the best. Now, you know, we had a little rain yesterday morning. We could have raced last night. Okay. We for sure could have raced today and tonight. But I think for the best, we instead of saying canceled, we postponed.
That's it.
So now we come back to 21st, 22nd of September, which is 3 weeks from today.
3 weeks. Okay, so yeah. There you go. And again, these guys, these are a lot of younger drivers. I mean, these Bandolero guys are the next generation of the big drivers that you'll see traveling with the pro late models and super late models when they can reach the pedals. I mean, it's as simple as that. You know, these guys,
sir.
you see 18-wheelers, and we were actually going to bring the Bombers back this weekend, but we had to move them back to the, September 15th just due to parking because that's such a major event, isn't it?
Yes, sir, it is. Like you say, the Bombers are coming back the 15th of September. They were originally scheduled to run last night, which was postponed. But, yeah, they'll be back. And speaking of which, had a little number five car down there, a little green-white Ford.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, now that we think about everything, we threw the transponders out there to get you guys in the record book, which Jerry Goff made the record.
Yeah.
But... The finish of the race, we had to go to the transponder to see who won.
Wow, it was that close. And I'm hearing from what I understand, and what happened, and if you go to Full Throttle Racing with Kane on Facebook, we've got videos and all that stuff up. And we coming out of turn four, Jerry Goff got caught by slower traffic, and I said, I'm going to try to make it on the outside. And we ended up splitting that traffic. And at the line, you've got videos from fans, photos from fans in the stands that you can see. And I mean, it was just by the fact that the front end of my nose pops out about an inch further than his car. I remember looking over at Jerry's eyes, and then I realized when the flag man pointed to me when I was coming around to four that, oh, I can burn the tires. I was so excited. And I think I give a pretty impressive burnout, but first victory. So I'm thrilled and honored that I finally got it. Years of trying and at the track that I started racing down here. That's awesome.
Well, I'm glad it happened at Sunny South.
And we had a good time, and I can tell you Hurricane Motorsports will be back with the Bombers again, and we're going to gun for that top spot again, and obviously try to knock Jerry Goff off of the qualifying time, because it was close, but he had a faster car all night. He was the fastest car.
He was definitely the fastest car.
Yeah, I took advantage of the situation like you're supposed to.
Right, exactly.
So what now, the fans, obviously, what did you think with when we brought the Bombers back in, what did you think of the racing? Because it's the first time they've been back in a while.
Well, the show itself was beautiful. Mm-hmm. The fans was even better. Mm-hmm. The stands was packed. It's a little bit more than what we were used to.
Yeah, we ran out of food. Yay!
Right. Definitely right. And that's a good sign.
Yeah.
That's a good sign, though. And last night I had, yesterday evening, I had two people call me wanting to be racing, and then I told them, no, we're canceled. For some reason, we can't get the word out. You're supposed to do all that stuff.
Yeah.
But and two people asked me, well, if you're posted, when will the Bombers be back?
Oh, good.
And I'm going the 15th, and they said, well, I'll be there. So there's something to you guys.
Oh, that's yeah. There you, we don't know what it is, but there's something.
Yeah, right. There's something about you. Keep up the good work.
We do have to talk about the safety issue and what happened. There was a racer, a young racer who's been running for a while. Talk about this young man. He hit the wall, and actually, when he hit the wall, the car caught fire. Who are we talking about?
We're talking about Daniel Thompson.
Yeah, the Rocket Man, and he had some bad luck. He got out of the car. He was fine, but the fire engulfed the right side. And correct me if I'm wrong. I know when I talked with him, he was saying there was a car spinning or wrecking. He went high and he got into loose marbles and tagged the wall. I guess did the oil cooler break? What caused that fire? Because there were flames way up in the air.
But here's the downside of our race car, the Legend. Speaking of, we run a 2.8 voltage electric fuel pump.
Wow.
Okay. He chose to go between a spinning car and the outside wall.
Mm-hmm.
Well, sometimes you can pull off, sometimes you can't. He actually ran out of the track, bounced off the wall with the right front. In doing so, brushed the carburetor, knocked the fuel line, as near as we can figure, knocked the fuel line off the carburetor, and the electric pump still pumping.
Oh, yeah.
Just shot up there and sprayed everything but gas. And that's why he caught fire.
Mm.
Two or three years back, Inex tried to come out with a switch in there that as soon as the car lost power, so to speak. Mm. Well, no, I'm sorry. As soon as in a wreck, it would immediately turn off the electric power, even though the switch was left on.
Right.
And it didn't work.
Mm.
They made it mandatory. We bought it, we put it on, and we had problems, so they pulled the idea and hadn't done nothing since.
Wow. But, you don't see many accidents like that out there.
No, sir. That was the first time that's happened at our track.
Yeah. I mean, ever, as I can remember. Well, the nice thing is everyone's safe. He'll be back next year. Total loss for the car. They've got a lot of work to do. But, like I said, talking with the family, they're troopers. And Eugene, his wife, Miss Tina, they take pictures and do a great job at the track. And we're just glad that everybody's okay. But you don't see that often, so I wanted an update. If you go to sunnysouthraceway.org, you can find out all the information. You've got the standings and all that, and they're still got a poll up about racing from Friday to Saturday, and it's close. Saturday night, you guys have been racing forever. I got about 97 people saying, hey, we want it on Saturday nights. You got 110 saying we want it on Friday nights. So as a promoter, you've got to lean towards Friday for now, but I mean, we've still got how many races until the end of the season?
We have two races left. We have the 15th and the 21st.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, it's regular racing.
Right.
And then Saturday night's the Vandals. But, yeah, we have two races left. That would give us 16 for the year.
Mm-hmm.
And, like I say, as a promoter, you would have to look and lean toward the Friday night.
Yeah.
It's going to be rough. I'm talking about Friday night now because, my shop doesn't close till 5 o'clock.
Do you push that time out a little bit later then? I mean, because there'll be people traveling from Mississippi and maybe Georgia and Atlanta, that area.
Well, you know, one thing you'd have to do is maybe open up at 6 instead of 5.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's nothing in the racing Bible that says open at 5 and race at. We open at 4 and race at 8.
Yeah. And, of course, you always give practice beforehand, which was awesome, and it worked out great. So
right. No, it's a good thing we do that. But, you know, we'd have to tweak it and adjust it. But you'd have to take a hard look at Friday night.
Well, I know it's going to be a good night of racing coming up on the 15th. Again, local Bomber drivers, Pensacola, there's a lot of people wanting to come there. I think there was a guy from Op that actually brought one of his cars down there. So word's getting out about the Bombers. We enjoyed it, loved it, and hopefully we'll come back and have another great performance. But enjoy the rest of the weekend off, and make sure to come back, and we'll come back to you next weekend, and we'll talk and get ready for the next couple of weeks of racing out there.
Sounds good, man. And, again, thanks for having us on.
Oh, no problem. Again, Joe McArdle from Sunny South Raceway, and a big night of racing still to continue. And, again, if you've not been to the website, it's a high-banked concrete oval. It's like our own private Bristol. And I tell you what, I spent some EA Sports on Bristol, and I got that drive down. And that line was perfect. So, you know, you talk about those NASCAR drivers doing that. And actually, it works, believe it or not. Hang on, more to come. Full Throttle Racing with Kane. You can look us up on Facebook as well. Hey, welcome back to the show. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. Hey, so far, trying to get a hold of Bubba Pollard. He's on the road to Montgomery, so we're not able to get him. Dustin Long also going to be standing by, so hopefully these guys will be able to talk to him in the next few minutes now. Just to let you know a little bit of background about Bubba Pollard, third-generation racer, literally grew up trackside. Grandfather, Sonny Pollard, he built and managed Sonoma, Georgia Speedway, and an amazing racer, and I believe this might be him. Good morning. This is Kane with FM Talk.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, Bubba, what's up, man? We were just talking about you. Sorry we missed you in between the commercials, man.
No, it's fine. I really don't have good service where I'm at. So.
Yeah, and I know you're traveling to Montgomery this morning, aren't you?
Yeah, we're headed to Montgomery. I guess looking forward to racing down there this weekend.
Well, I tell you, we've been talking a little bit about the success that you've had, one of the most successful short track racers in the country. Talk a little bit about how you grew up over there at the Asphalt Oval in Sonoma, how your grandfather, your third generation driver, you started racing in bicycles, and you actually built the bike yourself. And now, great news, major news for you, you've got a brand new sponsor, and you showed him off a little bit and did a great job at Pensacola, and I want to talk about that. But first of all, talk about your brand new sponsor and some of the plans you have.
Yeah, you know, we're looking forward to the rest of the year. I've been helping out Cody Coughlin and John Coughlin on the Jegs Racing team here for the last couple of months, and you know, we just become real good friends, and you know, we were able to. They're going to help me out through the rest of the year, so you know, really looking forward to finishing out the year with them and possibly doing something in 2013. So you know, just really excited about the rest of the year. You know, they're a great group of people, just the whole Jags organization, even down to the guys in the shop and everything. So they've been a big help to me, and really looking forward to it.
What do you see that partnership creating for next year? I know there's rumors. Are you ready to announce what you're doing yet next year, or are you still working out some of the details?
We're still just working on things, just finalizing things. Hopefully we can, put something together for next year and. Mm-hmm. And not knowing what it's going to be yet, but, you know, hopefully in a couple of weeks or toward the end of the year, we can announce something to do something. So really looking forward to it, just excited. You know, I've never really had a big sponsor and a great sponsor like Jegs, and, you know, I think they're excited as well.
Well, you know, does that really put any more pressure on you? I mean, you look as, again, one of the most successful short track racers. Everywhere you go, if Bubba Pollard shows up, everybody knows, well, this race is done. I mean, really, because you've got that level of competition. You look at some of the other people that race with you. Stephen Wallace, for instance, Augie Grill, Hunter Robbins, all these guys are going to be up there in Montgomery with you. And I know Augie's won the last two super races there. So what does that mean? You bringing in that Jegs car, does that give you more motivation to try to get ahead of these guys, especially when you have a high dollar and a great visible sponsor like Jegs? That bright yellow car is very recognizable, Bubba.
Well, yeah, you know, we always want to do good and always run up front and perform, you know, have good performance for the sponsors. But, you know, the best thing that I like about them and the good thing I like about them is, you know, they just want to go out there and have fun.
That's great.
And, you know, as long as I'm having fun and they're having fun, you know, they're fine with it. So that's you know, that's the important thing with them is just having fun. So, you know, we definitely want to win. We're gonna hopefully we can keep things going how we've been doing, and finish out the year strong.
Can we revisit Five Flag Speedway a couple of weeks ago? You know, you had a great run in second place, but that was really your race. It was classic Bubba, if I can call it that, where you're floating in the back, not back, but in the mid-pack, just kind of saving your tires. You got to ride around in some of these races, don't you, Bubba? I mean, you got to save your equipment, don't you?
Yeah, you know, even these pro races, you really got to save your equipment. And, you know, it put us starting way back in 10th. And, you know, it's when you got a fast race car, it seems like it makes it harder. Because you want to go to the front, but then again, you want to save your equipment.
Yeah.
So, you know, I definitely think, you know, we had a car to win. Mm-hmm. You know, with 40 laps to go right there, we ended up buying a plug wire and running on 7 cylinders. So,
that's,
you know, I would have definitely liked to have been on 8 cylinders there to see what we had for Mike. I think it would have been definitely a good race.
Well, yeah, and you mentioned Mike as well, and another win for him, and that team's been strong. Obviously, you guys are preparing for the Snowball Derby, but beforehand, again, like we mentioned, you're going up to Montgomery. What do you got to do for this track? How does this track differ from, let's say, Mobile International Speedway or Five Flag Speedway? What kind of different setups and what kind of things do you have to do differently as a driver to take on this track?
Yeah, you know, it's a lot different, and it's it's one of the places that I struggle at, I think, the most. You know, we run well over there, but we hadn't been able to get a win on the new surface. We've won a few races on the older surface, but we struggled a little bit. We're really looking forward to going this weekend. We've been trying a lot of different things in the last couple weeks that I think that we can carry over into Montgomery. That's going to help us a lot. So, you know, the setups are totally different.
Yeah.
The racetrack's totally different. You really got to drive the race car hard. And, you know, with a different tire compound, that's a little new to us as well. So, you know, with that and you know, the new surface, it's a lot different than your average, like, Pensacola and Mobile.
But we're talking with Bubba Pollard driving for Jegs this year and into next year, I'm sure, it looks like. Let me ask you also now, as a driver, obviously every racetrack that you go to, you're focused for that particular race. But in the back of your mind, are you thinking of the Snowball Derby yet? Are you ready to try to take that hardware home?
Oh, yeah. You know, you know, the Snowball Derby is a tough race, but, you know, we've had good cars in the last couple of years that we're excited and really looking forward to going back down there, especially, you know, with all the Blizzard races. And, you know, we've already started building a new car for the Derby. So,
that's awesome.
You know, you like to break out the good equipment, the nice stuff when it comes to Derby time to have your best shot at winning. So, you know, we're getting prepared, trying to get everything in line to have a good run this year.
Is there anything that surprises you about your fans? I know you have a lot of fans that'll come out from the kids. I see a lot of Bubba T-shirts in the stands. I mean, these guys over at Five Flags, as I'm announcing, you know, I'm back and forth with the microphone. These guys are yelling through the fence, and you guys have to smile and you have to wave and all that. Does that throw you off before you get in a race car, or do the fans? I mean, obviously, you got to love the fans. Have you had any special fans that have, like, maybe sent you anything like, oh, I painted this picture of you, Bubba. Will you put it over your mantle? Anything crazy like that?
Nothing too crazy, but, you know, it's always exciting to go down there and see the fans. You know, to get the crowd, you know, into the race, that's what it's all about, and that's what racing, it makes it fun for us, is seeing the excitement of the fans and the crowd and the kids that come out that are young and it's going to grow up and, you know, hopefully be race fans. So, you know, it's exciting for me to see. You know, it seems like we just go through the motions, but, you know, it's exciting for me to see the excitement in the fans and get, you know, get fired up to see their favorite driver. And sometimes it gets out of hand with some fans, you know, the excitement between the drivers. But, you know, it's a lot of fun. We enjoyed coming to the South and racing at Mobile and Op and Pensacola. You know, Mobile is one of my favorite racetracks down there. And really looking forward to coming next week to the Leafield Memorial.
You know, we got to hit that real quick, and then I'll let you go because I know you're on the road. Leafield's Memorial 150. You know, last year you got the brand new trophy. Can't call it a trophy. It's just a gorgeous wrestling belt that Rick Crawford's put together for this circus we call the Leafield's Memorial. Now a 3-day race, the 7th, 8th, and 9th. 7th will be a practice. Thursday there'll be a pit party. You know, getting all the haulers in and things. Does it make it any more stressful as becoming the, you know, you're the defending champion of this race? And again, this is everyone calls Mobile Bubba's house, including yourself. That's really your track. What do you got to do to win this race 2 years in a row?
Well, it's actually, you know, we've actually won it the last 3 years.
Well, you're right.
So, you know, it's definitely, it's going to make it tougher, just the excitement that's going into the race. And it's getting bigger and bigger each year, which is, you know, which is a great thing. But, you know, last year to get that first belt, you know, was special to us. But, you know, I've had a race fan that really wants the belt, and that's all they talk about every time I see them.
Oh.
And they just want the trophy, or they want the belt.
Oh, yeah.
So this year, you know, hopefully we can win it for them.
Wow.
And we're gonna give them the belt. I got one, and we've won it, you know, 3 years in a row. So we're gonna give the belt to them. They're really
cool.
Excited, and they're gonna come out and hang out with us, and hopefully we can win it for them.
You know, where is your belt now? Do you have it in the trophy case? Because I think you should just, as soon as you get out of the hall, or have that sucker, wear it around, baby, show it off.
Oh yeah, you always want to throw it up over your shoulder and sport it around. But yeah, it's at home in the trophy case at the race shop, actually. So
very cool.
You know, it's pretty cool. Maybe I can wear it over my shoulder and, you know, defending champ or something.
Oh, yeah, cool. Taunt those boys. Come on, Bubba.
There you go.
Hey, man, we appreciate you getting on the phone with us this morning, and I know we had a problem connecting, but we appreciate it, and always a busy driver. Congratulations with the Jegs ride. You deserve it. You've earned it, and I know it's going to be great things for your career with them and moving forward. So we just appreciate the time when you had the time to come on the show, Bubba, and I know we'll see you next week, and good luck at Montgomery.
Well, sounds good. I appreciate y'all having me on, and I just got to thank Jegs and everyone that helps me out. They put a lot of effort into it, so looking forward to it.
All right, there you go, Bubba Pollard on the road to Montgomery Motor Speedway, and I tell you, class act and a great driver, and yeah, I could see him wearing that belt out there. Just show it off. Come on, get cocky. That's what you got to do. That's what you do as a driver, right? Coming up next, hey, we're going to shift gears to NASCAR. Dust along with SI.com and USAtoday.com. Talk about the truck race last night. We're going to talk about Nationwide race, and also they're on the track now. Cup guys are heading out too, so NASCAR's next. Full Throttle Racing with Kane right here on FM Talk 106.5, and later today, podcast on usfdracing.org. And everybody's got a Facebook page. If you don't mind, we're trying to get to 1,000 likes on that page. Just type in USFD Racing, and we'd love to have you be part of the team as you follow our success. Hang on, NASCAR's next. Welcome back to the show. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane right here on FM Talk 106.5. And again, later today, podcast at usfdracing.org. And again, like I say, if you've got Facebook, and who doesn't, tell your grandma, your mom and dad, cats and dogs, whatever, to check out usfdracing.org, or put that in your Facebook. Looking for 1,000 fans, and we're like at 960 or something. So if you fans of the show can help out with that, that would be great. Thank you so much for Chris Carter checking in from Atlanta Motor Speedway to Leafield Memorial 150 next week in Mobile International Speedway. Again, Joe McCardle, this weekend was supposed to be the Bandolero Nationals. Again, we moved that to the September 21st and 22nd. And a great run. Again, Bubba Pollard heading up to Montgomery, and big news with him being sponsored by Jegs. And I know they're working on something for next year, and we can't quite say what it is yet, but it's big. And we won't see him around for a little while, so if you get a chance to watch him at Montgomery tonight, might be pretty good. Now, another guy traveling all over, and is actually keeping an eye on Atlanta Motor Speedway this weekend, SI.com. And USAtoday.com. Dustin Long. And Dustin, good morning. Welcome back to the show, my friend.
Hey, how's it going?
Doing great. Now, back in Atlanta, one of my favorite tracks. Love to watch it. And what a great win last night. We talked a little bit with Chris Carter a little bit about it as he was out there. Rookie, 20-year-old Austin Dillon takes the win after Kyle Busch really tagged the wall. Dillon takes advantage of it and pulls out the victory. Pretty good run.
Yeah, I mean, it's a great run by Ty. I mean, he's had a strong season. Obviously, he's in good equipment. You know, he is a good driver. Hadn't scored that victory yet, and got it last night. And certainly, you know, that's one of what you expect to be many victories to come in the future. You know, he'll remain in the Truck Series next year, although I'm sure he'll probably get some Nationwide starts, just like, you know, his brother Austin's going to remain in the Nationwide Series next year. But I'm sure he'll get some additional additional cup starts. So, just seeing the excitement on the kid when he won, I mean, that pretty much tells it. Just a great performance by him. And you know, even as important as the win is, he gets back into the championship points race. Timothy Peters had a little bit of a tough night. Timothy Peters remains the points leader, but he's now only 6 points ahead of James Buescher and 9 points ahead of Ty Dillon, you know, at this point in the season. So, you know, it's always interesting. You know, they have the chase that keeps their, you know, that tightens everything up in Cup. And, but, you know, like the Truck Series doesn't have that, and a lot of times, and even the Nationwide, and a lot of times you see some really close points races even throughout the year in those series, even without that reset of the chase points. It's always kind of a different dynamic in those series.
Yeah. Well, that's true. You know, I want to switch gears. You know, I want to talk a little bit about Bristol because that's always such a huge, huge race. And, you know, everyone had the pictures on Facebook of Stewart both hands cocked back, throwing that helmet onto Kenseth's car. And you know, listening to what Matt Kenseth had to say about the incident, you know, he wasn't trying to put the cars in a bad situation, thought they were going to make it through, plenty of room, standard racing issue maybe. Now, I understand that Kenseth and Stewart have talked since this, and they're okay. They pretty much... And correct me if I'm wrong, saying, well, we got too much stuff to worry about, you know, what happened last weekend. Is that correct? Have they put it behind them, or tonight, or rather tomorrow at Atlanta, are we going to see these guys battling hard?
You race, right?
Oh, yeah.
So when somebody does you something, something wrong to you, and maybe they apologize to you later, and you don't believe it, do you remember it? You know, and maybe it's not a week later, or 2 weeks later, but maybe a month or two later, that you have an opportunity that you decide to exact revenge.
Usually, I try to get it the next race.
Well, there you go.
Oh, that same race. But I understand.
Just because Tony and Matt say that doesn't mean that when they're together, and like you know, this is. I mean. It's not like they're gonna be days of thunder.
Yeah.
but it also doesn't mean that they're going to be. Oh no, you passed me. Oh no, you here. Because look, I mean, they've been racing long enough. They've had their issues through the years.
Oh yeah.
You know, I think one of the biggest ones that comes to mind was the 2006 Daytona 500 that year, where Tony's talking about all the aggressive driving and people. Somebody's going to get killed, and what happens is Tony is the one who ends up wrecking Matt Kenseth in that race. And it was amazing that Kenseth didn't take out half the field when he came back up the track. So. I mean, these guys have a history. You know, I think that they're saying that to kind of keep everybody off their back. Yeah, it's a smart thing to do. It doesn't make sense to have enemy, you know, as big of an enemy like that going into the chase. But you know what? If I'm Matt Kenseth or if I'm Tony Stewart and the other guys by me, I'm probably not going to cut them any breaks. And I'm going to make it as hard as I can to get by me, and I may make it harder than I can to get by me than just about anybody else.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
You know, I may not look to wreck the guy,
but
I'm not going to make it easy, and he's going to pay for what I feel like he did me wrong at Bristol.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I'm sure they both feel like they were wrong at Bristol. So, you know, I think it'll always be interesting when they race around each other. I think they're good enough. I don't think they're going to wreck each other. I'd be surprised, but I just think that it's not going to be easy.
Yep. Are you there?
Yes.
Okay. Sorry, we had a phone issue there. Well, let me ask you, you know, I saw in the news that there were some photo opportunities, and Tony Stewart in a tank over, was that Charlotte? What was that all about? Because, everybody was having fun with that. Hey, he's chasing down Kenseth in a tank. And it was with Mobile One, but what was the big catch there?
Well, it was part of that contest. You pick what Tony drives, and Tony was in a tank. Tony was in drove a drifting car. And on the road course at Charlotte, so that was in the infield, and that was kind of interesting. They put us behind a couple of concrete blocks, and you know, some people, you know, we were pretty close to the track, and some people kind of wondered if we might have been a little bit too close, back further away. But he was fine. He spun out, got off course a couple other places on the road course, not near us. So
that's
he had
cool.
fun with it, and. You know, and that was when he said, and that was earlier this week, and just saying that, you know, he thought that things were cool. He said he didn't need to talk to Kenseth. Kenseth had said at Atlanta yesterday that, you know, in the morning he had tried to talk to Tony, hadn't got the opportunity, but wanted to, and they eventually got to talk yesterday. And, you know, I think, again, it's they know the drill. They can say whatever they want. The other guy's not going to change what they believe. And it's going to just be racing as usual, and they're just going to race each other tough. Plus, they've got to race each other tough because they're going to be in a championship together. And, you know, for even though Stewart looks like he's down to some degree with the with the finishes here lately, you know, look at what he did last year. He hadn't won at this point and went on and won 5 of the 10 chase races. So you cannot give anybody a break if you're racing for a championship. And Kenseth won't give Tony a break, and Tony won't give Matt a break.
Well, Stewart edges out Biffle, got his first pole this year in Atlanta. Now, that's a good starting position for this weekend. How did the cars look? What's different from last weekend to this weekend? Obviously, a bigger track and different cars, but what is the momentum coming in from Bristol, and what are you seeing so far?
Well, I think the biggest difference is our fans will see is they'll look at the standings and they'll see Dale Earnhardt Jr. 35th, and he just he said that he just didn't they just struggled all day, and it just was not a good day for them on the track. So he said they were kind of a little bit better in race trim, but still not completely better. So they've got some work to do in practice today, no doubt about it. So. You know, we'll see what happens. I mean, this is different because the guys are kind of talking about, this is, there have been a lot of tracks that have had the repaves. Well, Atlanta hasn't had a repave in like 15 years. It really wears on your tires, and it's a track where, you can move up and down through the field during a long green flag fuel run because your cars, how your tires handle and how your cars handle, it's going to change. And it's not like on these repaves that, what you got on lap one is the same as what you got on lap 60 of a run because the tires aren't going to fall off. They're going to fall off in Atlanta because the course is just so, the track's so coarse. Yeah. In a way, it's almost kind of like what Darlington used to be to some degree. So, you'll see guys moving on back and forth, should be a little more moving. Obviously, it's a mile and a half, so if somebody gets out front, they may get away. But then again, if it's a long enough run, they may fall back to somebody because their car's not handling as well deeper into the run and the tires aren't gripping the track as well.
Well, you got to give a shout-out to Lowe's. They're racing for relief program, stepping in with the number 48 team. Actually, pretty cool what they're doing. They're going to take a minimum donation of $100,000 to the American Red Cross for the storm relief. And it's neat to see how NASCAR always pulls together during a crisis in a country. These guys, obviously, other teams have been helping out. So what do you see as a reporter? Have been people talking about the storm? Has that been on their minds at all?
Well, I think it has to some degree. I mean, obviously, there's concern what's going on down there, and I think people are looking out for it, and certainly, there's some things that folks are doing, like what Lowe's doing and others in the sport. So, even as they race, they're thinking about other people.
Well, I know we've got Atlanta, Richmond coming up, Chicago, and back to Talladega October 7th. As we get close, is there anyone that's on the outside of the chase that you think is going to be able to pull out? I mean, who's going to be 10th and 11th here? Do you have anyone that you can pick on yet?
Well, I mean, obviously, Carl Edwards needs a win, and Carl Edwards has been strong at Atlanta. And is this the track that he can pull something off? I think that'll be interesting to see. He's got top fives the last two races there. He last won in Atlanta in 2008. He's won two other times there. So he's a guy to keep an eye on. Obviously, Jeff Gordon's the defending winner of this event. And then you look at Kyle Busch, and he's had some success there too in Atlanta and won. So. Those are going to be the three main guys. I mean, you look at some of the others. Joey Logano in the Chase Hunt has never had a top 10 at Atlanta, so it's going to be tough on him. I mean, another guy that's in that Chase Hunt is Ryan Newman, and he's had a couple top 10s in the last four races, but kind of been up and down. Always hasn't had the best luck. So I mean, really, the guy's really battling for the chase. You figure Casey Kane's already set. Can he catch Tony Stewart and get that 10th spot? I don't think it'll happen. I think Kane will be one of the wild card spots, and if that's the case, then I think what you're looking at is, Carl Edwards needs to get a win to be, part of the conversation. And then you're looking at, Jeff Gordon or Kyle Busch possibly getting that last spot. So we'll see what happens. It should be interesting the next 2 weeks.
Well, how can we keep track of you at the track?
At Dustin Long on Twitter, just at DUSTINLONG, all one word, on Twitter.
All right. Well, we appreciate you coming on board, and we'll definitely check back with you. Hopefully a good race week in Atlanta, Richmond, Chicago, Loudoun, and Dover, Talladega. Those are all some of the races still to come. So, Dustin, we appreciate it. Enjoy the weekend, and hopefully we'll talk to you next weekend.
All right. We'll see you.
All right, absolutely. Again, and I want to thank everybody for coming on the show. Dustin Long there, SI.com, USAtoday.com, one of the busiest reporters you're going to find out there for sure. Also want to thank Chris Carter up there from Atlanta, helping out with Mobile International Speedway next weekend, the Lee Fields Memorial 150. You got to make sure that you're going to be around for that. Also, again, Bubba Pollard on the way to Montgomery, wishing him the best of luck. Stephen Wallace, Augie Grill, Hunter Robbins, just some of the names that are going to be up there. And by the way, remember, Augie has won the last two super races up there. So we'll see what happens this weekend. Hurricane Motorsports takes the weekend off, taking the family to go see the USA Jags. The Jaguars going to be playing some football, taking on Texas San Antonio at Land People's Stadium. It's time to go out there and have a little fun. Game starts at 1. God bless. We'll see you later, and go Jags.